Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me is Fran Mirabella over on the right. Good to see you, Fran.
What's up?
And Tie Guy Travis in the middle. Thank you for joining me, you two.
It's happening.
Good to be here.
It is happening. If you haven't been paying attention or don't know who we are, this is IGN's official Destiny show. And today, Bungie just had a pretty big reveal in the form of the final shape gameplay. Man, first question to the panel, and I'm a little rusty, so sorry to anybody listening or watching.
It's going to make it better. I know
It's been a while, but what was your overall reaction to this? Because I really, really enjoyed it, and I'm actually excited about Destiny. Travis, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so as somebody who hasn't really left Destiny, I still do a talk about Destiny a ton. I was pretty down on Destiny after Lightfall. I did review that for IGN and gave it a 6 out of 10, I think. You know, since then, I think they've floundered a little bit with keeping the community engaged. I'm especially worried about story, which I think is still a concern I have. But as somebody who was not expecting a new faction, who didn't see a new subclass coming, especially one as interesting and different as this one, right out the gate, I was already sort of like eyebrows raised. Okay. And then by the end, I was sort of like, all right, we might actually have a real expansion here. So I'm fully excited about this. I have way more hope for the final shape than I ever have since it was announced. So very cool, I thought.
Fran, lots to dive into here. A new enemy subclass. We have a new class item where you can combine exotic traits. And of course, a new cool subclass. What were your overall thoughts and reactions?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting hearing from, I think Travis might play more regularly, but I play all of the seasons. I always do all of the story content. I do basically all the content, but I dive in, I dive out. I don't really grind. Don't go for like perfect crafting rolls and stuff like that. So in other words, I don't think I get as burnt out as some players, which Destin, I'm sure over the many years of doing the show, we can relate on like going through those motions and sort of predicting how people are going to feel between the release of expansions. But I'm like, Travis, I think I'm actually like, they seem to be doing what I expected. I've remained excited, remained optimistic about Final Shape. Seeing it, I'm still excited, but oddly, this gameplay reveal, the way they set it up, I think it's so deep into like, you've got new classes, new things to combine, new things to grind for. And I was like, I thought it was going to be a little more of like a sort of a campaign, like sizzler preview with some of these details, right? So after 10 years, I'm like, they're doing what I expected. We finally got, you know, a new class of enemies. We finally got another subclass. So,
Travis, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah.
Same old. Oh, they finally did all the things we've been asking
I'm
for.
I'm not down.
Not
I'm
good enough
saying.
For Fran.
I didn't
to Fran's point, if you were hoping for a campaign and story focus, that is the part I'm most worried about, because, you know, Destiny has never really quite hit it with story. And the one time they did was with the Witch Queen, which had all of this build up and like character stuff. And I don't feel we've gotten that with the Witness, who kind of is just a blank slate Ooga Booga monster. And I've really wanted to dive into that. And so I think Fran's point is well taken, which is that the campaign and story stuff I'm still personally worried about. But given that during the initial reveal, they only showed the subjugator, I thought that like the tormentor, that was all we were going to get, which was so disappointing to me. I talked about that online a ton about how, you know, we're apparently all these pyramid ships are just empty, right? We've been waiting for them to come forever and they have only just the witness in them, and then that's it, you know? And so that was a bummer, but it's good to see I was wrong about that. And then in terms of the subclasses and the depth, and it really seems like they're just kind of swinging for the fences. So I'm heartened by that stuff. But to Fran's point, I think he does make a good point, which is, you know, I don't really know how the story's going to land or how much they're focusing on it. So
I do want to be clear, though. They're doing what I wanted. And finally, it's happening, right? Finally, another subclass. We all wanted it. Finally, you know, another enemy faction. But my point is, it's actually not about the story and all that. I mean, I agree with you on all those points, but I'm actually, it's like the gameplay stuff, right? So it's very much about me getting excited to play Destiny again in a new expansion, right? And when I look at it, I'm like, oh, sweet. It's more explosive, more powers, more things to grind for. But I didn't walk away with like, oh man, like that looks like it's going to be so fun to explore. You know, and to be fair, there's more to be seen. So I'm still excited for it, just to be clear. But they're doing what I expected, and they should. It's been, you know, a 10-year journey, and it's been a couple delays to get here.
So, Fran, would you say that you're happy they're finally shaping the game out to be something that you were expecting from the get-go?
Destin has been smirking for the last 2 minutes with that one. Like, and I just thought he was laughing at seeing me, you know, do my thing as usual. But, of course, he had a joke lined up. Well,
one of the things...
It is the first enemy faction in 6 years. I forgot how long it's been since Forsaken, but that was 2018, man. Yeah. For a full faction. And even some of the other ones, like Taken, I totally consider them a full-fledged faction. But they are kind of every other faction combined. And then even Scorn are kind of like a different version of Fallen. This is the first like real completely new characters, there's even flying creatures faction. And so to me, that's like a huge event for Destiny. I mean, we never get that.
This new enemy type, the Dread, you brought up the flying character that has a screech ability that will basically, you know, dampen your abilities or take them away temporarily. That is a really, really compelling mechanic that, you know, will definitely keep you on your toes. And some of the other characters, including the Weaver and the Attendant, where they're going to use Strand and Stasis against you, where they'll pull you into battle as opposed to shield bash you into a wall to die. You know, I like it. I like how they're playing with these things. And the Husk, what we know is the Husk has like a specific way to be killed. And if you don't do it right, you get a Seeker. I feel like there was another enemy type that did that. I can't remember who.
From Witch Queen, the
snipers.
No, the little, like, you know, the bug thing, the fiber. You know, you had to shoot the spark thing that flew you after.
Oh, yeah.
It was reminiscent of that. I can't believe I'm forgetting that, but
it's been so it's all interesting mechanics, and it's a new enemy type, and they look really cool. They have like gigantic wings sprouting out of their back, and it's definitely going to add a lot of life that I think the game has needed for a long time. The enemy class addition is very important and it's very huge. Welcome. Yeah.
I don't want to take the air out of it with my like sort of, it's been 10 years. They finally did it. You know, I've been very optimistic on Destiny while many players are just burnt out, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, when I saw the gun bat, as they joked about it, I got super excited because I'm really into Diablo and I love the explosiveness of Diablo. And you can see those influences on Destiny over time, right? We went from, if you go back to the first Destiny, to where we are now, things have just gotten so like the hordes of enemies, explosive particles everywhere. And like, I like that. And it looks to be delivering even more on that fantasy. It kind of, in a way, has gone full RPG when you look at it visually, I think, with some of these powers and enemies. And I think that's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, let's dive into that a little bit more, because Travis, they're doing some pretty drastic overhauls that they're teasing. They think it might break the game. And for once, I don't think they're being hyperbolic. So you're going to be able to have a new exotic class item that combines two traits that can be from other subclasses, and they're randomly rolled. Obviously, there's probably going to be a perk set that you can get on each class item so the game doesn't like totally get broken. But that's really, really compelling. And that's in addition to the prismatic new subclass, which allows you to combine light and darkness. And then there's the transcendent abilities. It seems like you're really, really going to get in there and figure out how to min-max your character build in a lot of interesting ways. What are your thoughts, Travis, on those changes?
Yeah, I think the entire first half of the stream was so geared toward hardcore players. It really did shock me, because if you're a casual Destiny player and you hear about a new subclass, that gets you excited. But when the subclass is like so technical and advanced and about like synergies and combining these things, and it's got this extra layer of kind of like a second super you're managing, it really surprised me how in depth that is. And then the exotic class item, where you can combine two different features from different exotics, that strikes me as like the ultimate chase this forever item. You know, like people who love to farm the game and just like grind and grind and grind, they're going to be looking for like, you know, every combination of every two exotic perks that can possibly roll in this thing and trying to get like that perfect match. And I think it's going to make things really interesting. Unfortunately, it's probably going to completely destroy PvP. I mean, I don't see how it couldn't do that. I mean, it's like, because I mean, we didn't even survive stasis. We all remember that. I mean, it's going to be pretty crazy to watch them try to adapt.
In stasis, yeah.
That's the whole MO, right? Break the PvP sandbox for like a month and then bring things in line, you know?
A month is generous. I think you mean like 6 months. Yeah, they usually leave it broken for quite a while. But or sometimes years. But I am really excited by the prospect of this stream really seemed to me to cater to like hardcore players. Because usually when you see streams like this, it looks a lot like the last stream, where it's just kind of like broad strokes and it's showing, hey, here's the bad guy and here's some of the vistas you're going to be visiting and that sort of stuff. And we didn't really get that with this one. We got a little bit of a sizzle trailer at the end, but both the prismatic and the new exotic class item, they both struck me as just like 100% designed for hardcore people who want to play this for years. I think they needed to do that because they are losing a lot of their hardcore players, or at least there's a lot of hardcore players saying, you know, I think I'm retiring after the final shape because, to Fran's point, they're burned out. And I think this is a really good olive branch to possibly keep them around. I don't know how it's going to go over for casual players, though, because it also strikes me as really complicated. I don't know if you guys caught this, but they put status effects now on both sides of the screen. You know how usually it's always on the left side? Now it's on both sides. So my guess is you're going to have like a light and darkness and just like, that it's more kind of chunky now than I think it's ever been. So I think it's going to be a little confusing for some people.
Yeah, you hit on the point, which is where I think my original comment came from. I was surprised. It was so like immediately in the weeds, right? You're watching something seconds in that everyone else who's like, well, I wonder what they're doing with Final Shape. I haven't played in years. And it's like just this explosive, looks like Destiny 2, you know, and they did more messaging on like new enemy types and all. I would have reversed that, obviously, of like, yeah, what excited me was new enemies and, you know, hopefully get a preview of like the Pale Heart, like something from it. We did in August, to be fair, but we didn't see much. So anyway, what I was going to get at, you're right. I think this is for the hardcore, the people who are listening like 2 months before. And to be fair, there's going to be more messaging and they might do that closer to when it's actually out on June 4th.
I mean, for me, I welcome the fact that it was more for the hardcore player, because I don't think that you should count out your casual Destiny fan as wanting a little bit more meat on the bone, so to speak, when it comes to Destiny 2. For me, I've made a few videos now about like why I've barely touched Destiny in the last year, how I feel constantly strung along by the story. It's like every seasonal arc happens and then it just seems to come to a conclusion with a bunch of loose ends. Things never feel really wrapped up with a bow. So far, what I've seen about the final shape, we know that there's going to be a raid where we're finally going to take on the Witness. This ideally will wrap up a lot of those loose ends. But my question to the panel is, well, Destin is excited, and I'm sure a lot of longtime fans are sort of excited. Do you think this is going to be enough to bring back the majority of players? Or do you think that they do have a bit of an uphill battle with, you know, all the challenges Bungie has right now with getting their players to come back in a big way? Because Lightfall left a lot of people feeling not misled, but just let down, I think would be the way to put it. And I'm curious, do you think Final Shape is going to bring back the audience the game once had and a new audience? I'll start with you, Travis.
Yeah, I think it 100% depends on what they deliver. I think they showed with Witch Queen that if they deliver good content, the people will come, right? And it doesn't matter if some people have lapsed, because if it's good content, people will come back for the content. I've actually been a critic of Bungie's insistence on trying to keep people engaged forever, because to me, that seems like a recipe for disaster. Like, ideally, you want people to come when you have good content to play, and then once they're done, stop and come back when you have more. And I think that if the Final Shape delivers, it has a chance to bring a ton of people back. I think it will bring back the hardcore, because you don't play 9 years of a game and then leave right at the finale, right? They're going to want to see how that goes. But my biggest worry isn't really about the Final Shape. It's about what comes after, because in the same way that MCU sort of lost a lot of its fuel after the conclusion of, you know, the Infinity Wars arc, you know, this could be that sort of thing where people are like, all right, they're going to keep making it, but my part in it is done. I'm just going to kind of tune out and go back to my life before. And I think that there's a big potential for that to happen if they don't have a really good plan or surprise us in some way. But generally speaking, I think if you make good content, people will come back regardless of how long they haven't played. And I think sometimes the break is a good thing. Really, yeah, it can be.
I hear you on that, Travis. We just put together a little feature on IGN. You can go check out the full thing there. But Fran, for some context, we do know that Kata's been teased. The Pale Heart is going inside of the Traveler. We do know that there are a few expansions coming with that. I believe the expansions are Echoes, Revenant, and Heresy, and they will continue the story past the initial campaign release. Episodes are a bit different than seasons, so that aspect is changing. And they're going to be released every 3 weeks, with each individual episode in having three acts, each of which will be released every 6 weeks. So in terms of content to support after the initial launch, and I pulled all that right from Bungie.com or whatever their website is.
For clarity, you said expansions, yeah, the names of them. I hadn't heard that. Expansions or the episodic content?
Episodes.
Yeah. Right, which is different than expansion. Just to be clear, right? Like, because I was surprised.
You nailed me on terminology. Like, so
no, but I you know, it's easy to miss stuff. I legitimately was confused for a sec.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so they're doing something very different than seasons. First question, giving that context to you about like what they have planned post-launch to address Travis's point, but going back to you, Fran, what is your thought? Is this going to bring in a new audience and bring back old fans to see the story out?
I mean, it's a whole can of worms why people play Destiny. If all three of us go through why, I actually wanted to ask that. Maybe you want to cover that, because I think you're going to find it's very different for each person. And what I mean by that is, I think we need a few more episodes to cover everything. But you hit on something that I think is super important, and that is what I'm excited to see more of, which is, if we remember in Taken King, like Oryx, you know, that boss being something you chased and knew of through the whole story is very powerful. And we've now been doing that with Witness, and I hope throughout going through the raid and all, we see some similar arc there. I think that could be very powerful for the Final Shape if that's how they handle it. You know, this villain versus like there's always somebody new at the end of the raid kind of. So I think from a story and presentation side and a new world to play in, I do think that it's going to draw in just naturally people who haven't played in a while. But messaging wise, like we've been talking about, I'm waiting to see that stream from them. Because if I haven't played in years, or even if I'm like, you know what, we finally took that break, I think I'm kind of like, Destiny's cool, but it looks like Destiny, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think this stream sells you on like all the new gameplay. It's how you'll play is changing.
Yeah.
Would you guys agree with that? I watched a stream that's like how I'm playing in a game that looks very familiar to me is continuing to deepen. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, that looks like a lot of fun. But the reason I play, to keep my part short on that, I'm always down for the new content. So like the new dungeon was dope. I know they can't release a new dungeon every month. A new strike, right, is mm-hmm. always dope. I think that as well, that type of excitement for me, seeing like how is this new strike with the mechanics going to play out? Because we've stood on plates, we've dunked balls, you know where I'm going with the rest of the mechanics. And there's nothing wrong with those, but it's been 10 years. And so, you know, things like placing turrets down and onslaught and all, we'll see how that integrates. But that's the stuff that excites me. The little, you know, there's no skill, there's subclass skill trees, but meaning when we learn Strand even, it just kind of got dumped in our lap. And like, I like a, you know, like I'm playing Horizon Forbidden West right now. And like, I like a rollout of like learning all these new skills and stuff. And it's very different for Destiny, which has been out 10 years. But that's what I'm looking to see hopefully in the coming months of just sort of how that could be fun for someone to come back and just play for 10 hours and not have to play for 100, to your point.
Yeah, the second part of your question was about new players. Mm-hmm. I do think they have almost no chance of getting new players. I would be shocked.
Really?
Because, yeah, they basically gave up on their New Light program. Like, they recently announced, I think just last week, that they're now making it skippable, I guess, because people mm-hmm. didn't really attach with them. And, you usually don't sign on to play it right when it's at the end. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if they really deliver and it just, it becomes like a must play and catches on fire on the internet, I think they have a chance. But it does seem like they've sort of boxed themselves into like a dedicated player base, and they're appealing to that with this stream, certainly. So I don't know. I'd be pretty shocked if they had a whole bunch of new players.
That's an interesting deduction. I would ask it the other way, though. Don't you think they're like, you know what? This is not super fun. Let's just let them hop straight into the final shape. I mean, could it be that they're trying to get them in faster?
I think that is the intent, but I think they've kind of admitted that their onboarding problem is still a problem. And I don't know if you – I recently did a kind of social experiment where I had two of my friends hop onto Destiny for the first time and play, and then I interviewed them. I interviewed them when they played it, and then I interviewed them like a year later to see how they were doing. And like the drop-off was pretty hard. Both of them lapsed. One of them went really deep down the rabbit hole. One of them bopped off right away, but both of their criticism was like immediately
50% is a good retention rate.
Yeah, yeah, no. They both lapsed is my point. One of them went down the rabbit hole for like 6 months and then ended up quitting. And when both of them interviewed them the second time, they both told me like, yeah, the onboarding was just brutal. Like, you basically have to have friends who are willing to like guide you through.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, it's tough, man. It's really hard to get into this game.
Shout out to Fireteam Finder, though, and I'm really curious to see if they can pull that together in a way that, like, I would love to log into the final shape and see a more central director, right? The map of the universe, which is baffling between getting to your quests, and I would love to see a revamp of that, but at a minimum, Fireteam Finder, I think, should be a centerpiece.
Yeah.
Like, it's not quite there because it's in beta, right? But to find it, you go into your friends list, or you can select an activity and then find it. But I would love to see it just more at the center of an activity.
A little bit of an aside to that. So I think they kind of tried that with seasonal content, because I really didn't like Season of the Deep. So I came back to it with the current season that's ongoing right now. And when I played it, it was very, very difficult to find a team. And the only way you can utilize the Fireteam Finder is to play that specific content I'm explaining that in a weird way. So the way I had to use Fireteam Finder was for that specific content, and just nobody was really matchmaking for that. So I couldn't get a team together. And it's a lot of the same problems that they encountered when they were trying to do the old style matchmaking, like they did. Yeah, the raid and I can't remember what else they did it for. But yeah, same problems that they've had for a long time. You end up using an external tool, right?
Right. Well, but this is why I bring it up, is that recently one advancement they made is they brought forward to the Destiny app, I think, is Fireteam Finder is the same thing, or it's going to be. Maybe it's not in there yet. But if it's at the center, the idea is that you wouldn't go through that Destiny, because everybody's thinking of using it. So for anybody out there who hasn't used it, excuse me, highly recommend you do a Nightfall on, I think Legend mode is the one just above Hero or whatever, where like you can't matchmake, but you can find a Fireteam Finder team. And you will always fight, at least I have on PC, but I have crossplay on it. Man, there's these like super hungry players that just want to keep grinding it. And man, you get boku rewards. The point is, for me, when I did that, I was like, I remember talking about this on the show, Destin, 10 years ago. I'm like, we need it.
It should have been there. Yeah.
Yeah. We joke like, I've played enough Destiny. We'll figure it out. What's the worst that could happen? Send me a warning, we would joke, right? That you might fail. Well, they've finally done it. And actually, it's really promising. But again, it's not at the center. If you use Fireteam Finder, it's if you haven't seen it, it's got like categories, like story campaign and
like Season of the Deep. And nobody's looking for it.
Yeah, but
but dungeons are a better use case. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Dungeons are too. But my point is, you have to crawl into the Finder to find it. What I want to do is log in, and like that's a huge piece of it that gets more people in. Because without it, you will find no Fireteam.
Yeah. Travis, have you experimented with it at all, using the new Fireteam Finder?
No, I got friends. I'm cool.
I'm telling you, just you like your experiments, do Fireteam Finder Nightfall if you play PvE. And I guarantee you'll be like, huh, that was interesting, you know. It's surprising.
So yeah, no, I do need to try it. Yeah.
Like, meaning, imagine logging in. Just to finish the point, I'd complain that I couldn't just log in for like 30 minutes, do a high-end Nightfall. It was like such a chore to find a team, et cetera. Yeah. And now you can do it. 25 minutes, boom, done.
It's pretty great.
Get rewards. Yeah.
It's good for dads like me that have to run away and take care of the kids every once in a while.
True.
I am sort of curious. So the last expansion was Lightfall. And I think for many players, it was sort of a letdown, a pretty substantial letdown with a lot of key story elements. Didn't feel explained in a way that really did the story service. Kind of abruptly ended on a cliffhanger. And overall, I think the sentiment was negative about Lightfall. So with that context, how are you feeling going into Final Shape? I know you've sort of alluded to story, but for me, we've heard the internal talks about how they need it to be like the best story ever. It's very important to Bungie. Also, you know, Luke Smith opened up the event that we just watched, talking about how the team is excited. But how are you all feeling about this story? I'm excited about it, but I'm cautiously optimistic is my take. Fran, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard to answer that one. Because I need to see more, like I said. But
yeah.
I've been excited to see the 10-year, you know, expansion. And I think Bungie has put in a ton of work and we're seeing the beginnings of that. But, you know, I don't know if I'm avoiding the question too much here. I don't know what to say without seeing more.
What's your hype level on the story out of this 1 to 10? What's your VPH on it?
What came to me was, my power per hour, right? But what came to me when you said that, Destin, was I just watched like the story trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, you know?
Yeah.
Star Wars Outlaw. And because like I know so much about, I'm not a Star Wars nerd, but like it's in my veins. You'd think Destiny would feel similarly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about the final shape, I'm like, I don't know. The Witness seems pretty cool and I can't
Who is the Witness even, you know? I get where you're coming from.
But you see what I mean? When I don't even know really the story depth of Star Wars Outlaw from Ubisoft there, but like I got excited. I was like, this feels like it could be a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Travis?
Yeah. So I think Bungie's storytelling has been really hit or miss, especially with Destiny. And so I'm sort of cautiously pessimistic, I guess would be the best way to put it. Like I don't want to be hurt again. So yeah. I'm sort of just kind of assuming it's going to be like you got to get to Mordor and then kill the bad guy. And that's going to be it. And if it is just that, you know, then I'll be like, okay, that wasn't anything special and I won't be hurt. But if I'm pleasantly surprised and it ends up being at or above the level of the Witch Queen, because they've shown that they can tell good stories. The Witch Queen is a good story, period, not just a good story for Destiny, which I think is a qualifier a lot of us are used to talking about when we talk about stories and Destiny. And so to me, I think Lightfall was a misstep because that expansion, in my opinion, was probably not planned. You know, it seems like it was sort of a stopgap measure because they needed more time for the end of the game. And I think that showed in its quality and its kind of haphazard approach to storytelling. I'm really hoping they turn things around. Bungie did send me the collector's edition for the expansion, which had a lore book that talked about the Witness and the stuff that's going on in the background. And I will say that lore book really impressed me. I read it and I think it was some of the best lore they've written. And so if they can find a way to get some of that story into the game, I think they have a chance to tell a really good story, but they have shown in the past, sometimes they leave the good stories in the lore books.
Yeah.
And I really hope that doesn't happen. I hope they go the way of Witch Queen and get some of that lore in the story and in the cutscenes. I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm going to be cautiously pessimistic on this one just because I don't think their track record is great.
In addition to all of this happening with Final Shape and, you know, our overall reactions to it and cautious optimism, I think seems to be the consensus for the panel here. How are you feeling about the content that came out today? Into the Light launched today. It has the new Onslaught wave based mode. And well, I'll keep my opinion for last, but I would love to hear from y'all and what you think. Travis?
Into the Light didn't really interest me too much. The wave-based mode kind of seems like a greatest hits type game where you're just kind of mindlessly shooting things and then getting a bunch of guns that I've already acquired up to 5 times in Destiny's history. Hung jury. Initially it kind of didn't really interest me, but now that I've got a little bit more hype and hope for Final Shape, I probably am going to hop in tonight and play some of it because, I don't know. It feels like a good way to kind of summarize and recap Destiny and just have some mindless fun with friends and talk about the expansion and what we're excited for and kind of just get back in the groove of Destiny before, the Final Shape comes out. Cause I am reviewing it. So I gotta know what I'm talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Fran, what did you think?
Yeah, before the end of the light, just to cap off, I did want to say that I think in the way they delivered for Witch Queen, I'm absolutely optimistic for Final Shape. Like, to Trav's point, that was a bit of a stopgap, and I don't judge Lightfall as where I think Final Shape will deliver, at least in the way, like, even Taken King and Forsaken and all that.
Whoa, you think it's going to be the next Taken King? Fran Mirabella. Taken King or Forsaken. You heard it. Come on,
The Witch Queen story is better than the Taken King story. Come on.
They, you know what's interesting? They go together, don't they? Like, without one, you kind can't. Of. I feel like you yeah. can't have the other, right?
Kind of. But the Taken King, I think, puts most of its story in the Book of Sorrows, right? Like, that's where you really get all of the lore. And the Witch Queen had, like, some of that stuff happening in cutscenes. It had two twists, dude. It had two, like, actually, like, shocking twists. That's pretty crazy.
These days, we take it for granted. Yeah. But anyway, my point was, I think at the very least that, but meaning the story can be confusing for all of us. For Into the Light, they surprised me. I thought it was just going to be a free activity. We even knew about the wave-based stuff coming. I thought like that'd probably be the most of it. Kind of like a Guardian Games Plus, you know, with a special mode. Like, and I think that's fair, right? To stretch out a 2 or 3 month period that they delayed the game. But bringing back, you know, the exotic missions and all this stuff, it surprised me. And those are fan favorites. So I think they did a great job with that, considering it's free content, right? I mean, we got to remember, this is stretching us to Final Shape. It is not an episode or an expansion. And so on that front, I still need to actually play Onslaught. I couldn't tell you what I think of the activity, but would be cool to go back to those exotic missions, have a little fun. But my eyes remain mostly fixed on the Final Shape and learning more about it.
Well, I have not played the new content yet, and I'm still behind the most recent season of the Wish. I do want to say that I think Season of the Haunted was one of the best seasons that Destiny has done in a long time. Granted, it was a little grindy, but the story beats that they hit there with Zavala's past and all of the different characters' past, I thought that was really, really interesting stuff. My temperature gauge for Into the Light is tepid. I am not going in super hype. I will probably sign on after we record this and give it a go, see what's going on in Into the Light, because it is sort of the thing that we'll be doing for the next 2 months, and I am curious. Not super hype, not super down on it. I'm just sort of like, okay, I mean, like, they added new stuff. I'll check it out and see if it's worth my time. Real quick, currently, like right now with Destiny, where are you sitting at with it? I've talked publicly about how I'm not playing too much. I am sort of interested Into the Light, and I will tell you right now, I am very, very hyped for Final Shape. The more I see about it, the more I am very interested in seeing how the Light and Darkness saga wraps up. And if that is my end with my time with Destiny, time will tell with that, but I'm very intrigued by the journey that Bungie will take us on through the finale. Travis, what are your thoughts?
So I still play Destiny pretty regularly, but I definitely have come off of it a little bit just because, you know, burnout. And my goal with Destiny is always to not hate it, right? Yeah. And so whatever I've got to do to not hate Destiny, whatever I've got to do to not hate Destiny, if that means playing it a little less, not grinding for some of the stuff, not participating in every, you know, Season of the Dawning or whatever I've got to bake cookies for. And so I definitely still play it. I've definitely taken a step back from grinding it until I hate myself, though, which I think has been healthy for my relationship with Destiny. So I'm excited to jump back in, but I always play the seasons, the expansions. I do our reviews for the expansion, so obviously I'm going to be playing a ton when this one comes out. I'm excited to be excited about Destiny, and I'm luckily in a position right now where I currently am not like sick of it, right? Because I gave myself a little bit of breathing room, played a little bit less than I normally do, which has been, I think, healthy and something more Destiny players should do.
Step away.
Step away a little bit. It's okay. Yeah. You don't have to get every craftable weapon. You can chill. So,
Fran?
I mean, we warned them, Destin, for years. I feel like we told players, like, stop burning yourself out because it makes you so mad. And then you come back anyway, eventually. And you're happier, but yeah, people burn themselves out. I think this forced hiatus that they gave you was a good thing. Some people might walk away forever, but some people realize they're like, you know what? I don't need to grind for every last weapon. I don't have the vault space for it anyway.
Yeah. Where are you at overall with Destiny though, Fran? Because there's two questions there. There's like the final shape hype that I'm feeling today, but overall, like, where are you at with the game and in your life?
Yeah, as I've always said, Bungie Magic, Destiny is always such a good feeling, impressive game, and it's easy to talk about it in a way where you're like, well, I'm looking for a lot, but it's still a super impressive game. And so I always enjoy playing it. Yeah, I've never grinded it so much that I burn myself out. And something I would bring up, and pointing to the ways people play, people are always surprised when I say this. Lightfall is one of my most played releases. Now, that's around Lightfall. Because people like who play Destiny, they talk about Lightfall in a way like, come on, even Witch Queen, great story. You didn't keep playing the campaign and story by majority. You played everything else over and over, crafting your weapons. But Lightfall was so impressive because they added loadouts. They got rid of the affinity affixes. Oh my God, it drove me nuts. You know, and all of a sudden I was able to like start to like play the game, and I just hop in this one, I'm Strand. Hop in that one, I'm Ark. And like didn't have to like look at my mods and be like, should I use like a browser for this part? You know, and it got me to the point where I was just like vibing, just really enjoyed it. And again, I wasn't burnt out when I arrived. So on that front, I still play that way. I always play all the seasonal content, all the raids, all the dungeons, but I don't grind. And there's nothing wrong with that if you enjoy it. But if, like you've hinted, Travis, you find yourself with a little bit of sour taste in your mouth, just take the break. You're not going to miss anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, Destiny is a top experience for me, but playing it for 10 years, I'm always looking for something new. And that's I joked about mechanics, but it's true. So the enemies are going to help. Mechanics help a ton, but even just the way we play a strike, right? Like, I want to see, is the design changing in any way, or is it just more of the same, but it's deeper, if that makes sense. And that could be fun, but I'm looking for more.
I hear ya. Fran, Travis, I do want to thank you for joining me on the show today. Before I do the outro, though, I do want to address something to the audience. This is not like a guarantee that Fireteam Chat is going to be a regular thing again. This is obviously a passion project for myself and my panelists here, where we just like to get together and talk about Destiny. So, Fireteam Chat, right? Destiny's brought a lot of fun experiences into our life. I just don't want to like overhype anything. But if we do a few more episodes over the next few weeks, let us know what you think about it. Let us know what you think about the show. I don't know where you're watching. Subscribe. Do all that good stuff, right? But it has been great having you back, Fran. Thank you for making the time. And
I'm no longer at IGN, and so I may not be on these episodes that he said he's doing so many more. You guys can't just wait for it. No, I'm joking. But I would love to come back, obviously. I also do Destiny Community Podcast Live. We do that every week. And, of course, I'm a full-time streaming content creator live on Twitch, FM3 over on Twitch, just my initials.
Yeah, and Travis, I know you're doing a lot of freelance, like you're doing the reviews for Destiny and such.
Yes.
Thank you for making the time also. If we do another one, You wanna come back sometime?
Yeah, I'll be here whenever you need me, buddy.
All right. Fran, you have a standing invitation, of course. But for this episode, that is it. So until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Guardians out.
Yeah. Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.